Love Talk Radio. What made you try? Good trial. Oh, I'm still there. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, God. You are worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, God. You are worthy to be praised, God. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We glorify your name today. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and I don't know about anybody else, but I am rejoicing and being glad in it. If you're rejoicing and being glad in the day that the Lord has made, go ahead and give God some praise. Go ahead and open your mouth and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and magnify his name today, because God is truly worthy of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I put it on Facebook today. I said, I never would have made it without Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I never would have made it without Jesus. He picks me up when I am down. Hallelujah. He gives me joy. He's the lift of my head, heals my body. Hallelujah. Gives me hope for my future. Oh, my God. Speaks to me when I'm feeling all alone. I hear the voice of God speaking to me, telling me that everything is going to be all right. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I thank God that he's an ever-present God. He's omnipresent. He's always present. Amen.
Amen.
I thank God that he's an ever-loving God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I don't care sometimes if nobody acts like they love me. And they, I got much love in my life. I thank God that I have much love in my life. But I thank God that when I even feel like, my God, I'm a little bit out there by myself,
right,
that God is showering me with his love.
That's all right.
I have a witness that says that God continues to shower you with his love. My God, my God, my God, my God. God continually showers me with his love.
Oh,
amen. Hallelujah. And he keeps me full. My God.
Uh-huh.
My God, my God. Anytime I'm feeling a little low, God breathes on me and fills me up again. I tell you, I just want to testify this morning,
amen,
my God, this
amen
afternoon, that our God is awesome. Amen. Our God is awesome. He is so good that no matter what's going on, we can be assured that our God is awesome, and that he has us. He's in our corner. He's working things out for our good.
Amen.
He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you.
Never.
But God says, I'll always be with you.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
So I just got to praise in my, I don't know if you can tell, but I got to praise. I got to praise. I got to praise in my soul. Deep down in my soul, I have a praise. Hallelujah. And I thank God I don't have to pretend to be happy, my God. But it's a joy, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away.
My God.
My God. My God. My God. I said, this joy that you have, my God, you have to hold on to the joy that God gives you, because the joy that you have, the world can't take that away.
Right.
My God, because it's an internal joy. It's an internal joy. My God, it's a joy that's in your belly. It's a joy that's on the inside.
All right.
That comes popping out on the outside. My God, but I'm not here to preach. I'm here to welcome you. I'm here to pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm here to open in prayer and to welcome you. I welcome you. If it's your first time, we say welcome.
Welcome.
If it's your second, third, or fifth time, even if you've visited for a while, we say welcome.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to New Creation Christian Ministries virtual service. Amen. Hallelujah. We are so glad that you decided to come and worship God with us at our Sunday service.
Yes.
Stay the whole time. Sometimes we pop in and out on Facebook, but stay the whole time, because there is a prophetically preached word that's going to hit your life. Amen. It may hit your life through the preacher, through the welcome, through the prayer. But God's got a word for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name.
Yes.
God. We worship you, O Lord. We magnify your name, God. You are worthy to be praised. And God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for waking us up this morning. God, we thank you for our right mind. God, we thank you for the movement of our limbs. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for our health and our strength. God, we thank you for healing.
Yeah.
We thank you for protecting us. We thank you, Lord, for being that shelter in the storm. We thank you for being the shelter in the pandemic. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us safe, that no plague has hit and can hit our house and penetrate. We declare and decree that we shall live and not die, and declare the marvelous works of you, Lord, because you are able, God. You are able to do all things but fail. You are able, oh God, to heal the land. You are able, oh God, to open the eyes of the blind. Lord, you're able to let limbs grow back. God, you're able to go over to the hospital, God, and bring life back to every person on the ventilator. God, we pray that you would heal the land. Take out COVID-19, God. We declare and decree that there's victory in the land. Heal the land, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify your name. Lord, you are able. Lord, you are worthy. Lord, you are all in all. There's none like you, Lord. Bless this service, God. Bless every person that comes. Bless every person under the sound of my voice. Bless every person, oh God, that praises you. Bless those, oh God, who need to be blessed. Bless those who need to be encouraged. Bless those who need to be strengthened. Bless those who need hope on today, God. Save souls, God. Save souls today, God. Change lives. Set the captives free, God. In the name of Jesus. Heal the sick, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you to do what only you can do. We need a supernatural move. Lord, we're asking you, we're opening our mouths, and we're asking for you to do what you said you would do.
Right.
You said if we come praying, believing, God, that you would hear our prayers and that you would give us for what we have prayed. So, Lord, we thank you
for doing
a supernatural thing today.
Jesus, glory to your name.
Use the praise.
Thank you.
Leader. Use Kayla as she leads us to praise
Use
and worship,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
God.
Use the preacher, God, as he brings your prophetically declared word to us, God.
Thank you,
Use, oh God, hallelujah, every person that's assembled as they talk to each other and talk back to us through Facebook Live. Use and touch those on Block Talk Radio today, God. Touch our members, Lord. Touch each and every family, God. Oh God, I declare breakthrough over every family of New Creation Christian Ministries. Breakthrough now in your family in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way.
Breakthrough. My God.
Lord, have your way.
Have your way.
Have your way in this service.
We need you, God.
We give this time to you,
yes,
oh God.
Yes.
And we say, have your way. Break every chain.
Break
every chain.
Yes.
Remove every hindrance. Remove every barrier. Put joy in the hearts of your people today, God. And Lord, as it's all said and done, we will be ever so careful to give you and you only the glory, the honor, and the praise.
Praise.
And it's in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray.
God.
And let the people of God say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Put your hands together. I feel God. I almost said, I feel good.
You know that I should.
I feel good and I feel God. I feel God and I feel good. Hallelujah. So just come on and enjoy the presence of the Lord today as we get ready to enter into a time of praise and worship.
That's
come
right.
on, Kayla. Receive Kayla as she comes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's just not watch her, but let's sing with her. Let's praise God with her. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We praise your name, God. Hallelujah. I just want to praise
yes.
you forever.
Yes, God.
And ever.
Yes,
and ever. For all
yes.
you've done
yes.
for me.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Blessings and glory,
uh-huh.
and I belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me.
You did it, God.
I just want to praise you.
We came to praise
forever and ever. Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes, God.
Everything else can live.
way. It must be.
Hallelujah.
It was his grace, it was his mercy, it was his loving kindness that got us to this time right now in our journey called life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I love that song. Yeah, and everything else can wait. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I know I'm not by myself, but I put a high value on my God. I put a high price, amen, on my prosperity. I thank God for the favor and the faith and the grace of God and the love that he continues to show all of us.
Yes, Lord.
God's love is agape. It's unconditional.
Yes, God.
And I thank God for the love of God.
Yes, Lord.
That's walking you through and holding your hand and covering you.
Yes, God.
For a time such as this.
Hallelujah.
Let's get into this word of God.
Yes.
There is a word from the Lord. There is a word from the Lord. To God be the glory. I thank God for the opportunity to come into your space.
Yes,
to come into your life. The ability for God to use me in this preaching and teaching moment.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. I count it out. Amen. A lightly task or a lightly opportunity, but I'm humbled for God to use me. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
So let's go to the book of Exodus.
Yes.
The book of Exodus, chapter number 13, and then we're going to look at Judges chapter number 4. Exodus, the second book of the Bible, the book of Exodus, which means to exit, chapter 13. One verse, verse 17. Exodus 13, verse number 17. My God, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Amen. Exodus 13, verse 17. We're going to read this one verse and move on. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God, say God.
God.
God led them, not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God, somebody say God one more time.
God.
For God said, peradventure, the people repent. That word repent is to change their mind. Let the people repent when they see war, and they return back to Egypt. Help us today, God. Go to Judges. Right after the book of Joshua, you will find the book of Judges. And we're looking at chapter number 4, Judges, chapter number 4. Thank you, Lord. Verse number 3. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Judges, chapter 4. Let's begin at verse number 3. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron. And 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. And Deborah, say Deborah.
Deborah.
And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lebadah, she judged Israel at that time. And she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel and Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. Verse number 6. And she sent and called Barak, the son of Ebenam, out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said, "Has not the Lord of Israel, the God of Israel, commanded, saying, go and draw toward Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and the children of Zebulun." Finally, we're going to stop at verse number 8. "And Barak said unto her, if you will go with me," come on, somebody, "if you will go with me, then I'll go. But if you will not go with me, I will not go." Father, bless your word. We thank you and we give you praise for the opportunity to change and to grow and to hear and to hearken and to obey and to be fruitful, even in this season. So, God, we pray and we bind up anything that's not your will. We take authority over our lives in this preaching and teaching moment. So, God, have your way. In Jesus' name, people of God, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Today, we're talking about getting God's best.
Amen.
Amen.
Getting God's best.
Amen.
I am so blessed to read these two stories. I find myself in both accounts. Over in Exodus, we see God has brought the people out of slavery, out of bondage to Pharaoh and the people of Egypt. They were slaves for 400 years, and they cried out to God to help and relieve us of this oppression. And God delivered us from slavery, out of the bondage of Pharaoh. This oppression is grieving us, and we want to be free. And the text that I read, the verse that I read, God has now freed them because God had sent 10 plagues over Pharaoh in Egypt. There were 9 plagues where God showed the people of God his mighty hand. And at the 10th plague, God killed the firstborn out of all the land of Egypt. In other words, symbolizing that God was cutting off some stuff. God was removing some things. And that's what God is saying to somebody today. I'm cutting it off. I'm removing it. I'm separating you from certain things that have been hindering you.
My God.
See, for us to get God's best, first, we got to want God's best, Pastor.
Yeah, amen.
And as we, as a people, are trying to break through certain things, we're trying to break through certain habits. We're trying to break through certain strongholds.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
We're trying to break through certain hang-ups and certain barriers that have been blocking us. Somebody's trying to break through and get their healing. Somebody's trying to break through and get their joy back in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, I feel my anointing coming upon me.
Yes.
Somebody's trying to break through a barrier.
Yes.
And a wall and a mountain that's been in your way. So it is that God himself is trying to break through. My God, my God. God is trying to break through a certain mindset that you and I may still have. God is trying to break through a certain way of thinking and a certain way of looking at life. God is trying to break through, glory to God, how we see God and sometimes how we see ourselves.
Amen. Amen.
Because truth to be told, although they were free from bondage, although they were free from slavery, they could not and did not change their mindset, nor their mind. Because God said, in the verse that I read, glory be to God, God said, if I bring the people to a place where they would have to fight,
yeah,
they would have to fight for this one in the name of Jesus. They're coming out of slavery. They don't know nothing about fighting. They are unprepared for battle. Glory be to God. They are not ready to fight. So God said, I'm going to take them not to the land of the Philistines, because this small little army has not nothing compared to Egypt. I already showed, my God, my God, I already showed them what I can do to Pharaoh and what I can do to Egypt. And although the Philistines are a small threat, glory be to God, they are not ready. My God, my God. God is telling that need to tell somebody today, you're not ready. Oh, my God, my God. God says you're hearing this preaching, and you're hearing this teaching, and you pour more time into the Word of God. Now you're honoring God through your attention. You're honoring God through your ability and through your obedience. Now God is readying you. Now God is preparing you. Now God is equipping you. Oh, my God, my God. I thank God as I got married for a second time, I was ready this time because I went in with the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I wasn't by myself this time. And we celebrate, glory be to God, 24 years of marriage on tomorrow. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus. And that's what God is saying to somebody on today. What I have for you is the best.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
But I got to show you how to get to it. And that's how we fast forward to Deborah. Deborah, Pastor Rebecca, the Bible says Deborah was a prophetess, she was a wife, and she was a judge. Reminds me of you a little bit. You're a prophet, you're a wife, and you're a leader. And somebody I'm talking to today, you're a leader that's learning how to lead better. Somebody I'm talking to today, you're a Christian, and now God is pouring wisdom. He's pouring discernment. He's pouring discretion. He's pouring knowledge and understanding into your life. Because glory be to God, if you want God's best, hallelujah, there's coming a mindset that God needs to develop in your life. There's coming a way of thinking. And that's why, glory be to God, I'm so glad that the Bible gives us clues in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
It said this prophet is Deborah. Deborah lived in a place, glory to God, that was near Bethel. And people of God, Bethel means the house of God. Bethel means the house of God. As you came to church, whether you're watching me, whatever medium you're watching me through, or whatever means you're watching me on, you are now in the house of God. You're now at church. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
You're amongst the saints
yes.
of the living God. The Bible says the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. David said that I might dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yes.
I've been in church the last 26 years of my life, and I'm receiving God's best, my God, my God, the best Anthony possible, the best man possible that I can become, the best person possible that I become, can become. And that's why God is saying, first, as you get to Bethel, and you come to church, and you come to the house of God, next, glory be to God, there is a place called Ramah. Ramah means higher. Ramah means height.
Yes.
Ramah means a high place.
Yes.
God wants to take you and I higher. My God, my God. When you go higher, you can see what God has for you. Many of us, glory be to God, have been struggling with this thing called low self-esteem.
Yes.
And the devil is a liar.
Yes.
God, oh my God, my God. You're not going to settle anymore because God has shown you, hallelujah, what you deserve and what you qualify for.
Yes.
That's why the Bible, my God, my God, speaks so much about our identity, because if we came from brokenness, if we came from dysfunction, if we came from things that were not of God, now God has to work on our thinking. God has to work on our mindset. And as you get to Bethel, and then you get to Ramah, glory to God, then he's bringing you right now to Ephraim. Ephraim means to be fruitful or the ability to produce. My God, are you hearing God today? See, we need to understand that the promised land was not the children of Israel idea, but it was God's idea.
Yeah.
Marriage, even though we want to be married, it was not our idea, Pastor.
Yeah.
It was God's idea.
Yeah.
Adam, it's not good for man to be alone. I'm going to give you Eve a help me. I'm going to put you to sleep and bring out of your rib something that you see as woman. And you're going to say, wow, my God, in the name of Jesus. And God says, as I ordain marriage, as I ordain 3 John 2, I wish above all things
yes.
that you prosper and be in good health,
yes.
even as your soul prosper. God, in the name of Jesus, through the preacher right now, how could they have faith without a preacher? How could they hear unless you be preached? Faith come by hearing, and hearing through the word of God. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but God is saying, stop settling. Stop
yes.
settling. Stop going low and go high.
Yes.
Stop settling. Glory be to God. and taking that nonsense off of people.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord.
God is telling somebody today, stop putting up with the nonsense.
Yes.
Stop putting up with that low way of thinking.
Yes.
And that low way of thinking.
Yes.
Stop, glory be to God, connecting and going with people that don't have the things of God in mind.
Yes.
Oh, I feel my help coming right now.
Yes.
Because Deborah went and got a warrior named Barak.
Yes.
It's so important in this season to make the right connections.
Yes.
Prophetess Deborah was a seer, but Barak was a warrior. Are you hearing God today?
Yes.
Moses was a seer,
yes,
but he needed the warrior Joshua.
Yes.
Are you hearing God today?
Yes.
David was a warrior,
yes,
but he needed the prophet Nathan.
Yes.
Oh, my God, my God. Pastor, we got to make the right connection,
yes,
in this hour.
Yes.
I need to connect with the right people,
yes,
to get God's best. Oh, my God, my God. I need people to speak into my life,
yeah,
and bring out the real oil, the real anointing.
Yeah.
I need somebody to speak glory to God and birth the baby that we are carrying,
yeah,
in the name of Jesus. I don't know who I'm preaching to,
yeah,
but somebody has been stagnant.
Yeah.
Somebody has been stuck.
Yeah,
and today, God said, you're getting unstuck,
you're getting unstuck
in the name of Jesus. God said, you're breaking free,
yeah,
and you're breaking out,
yeah,
and you're breaking forth in the name of Jesus. You're going to be like Ephraim. You're going to produce,
yeah,
in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah.
You're going to bear fruit in the,
yeah,
middle of a famine.
Yeah.
You're going to get God's best,
yeah,
when everybody is,
yeah,
getting broken and everybody is being destroyed.
Yeah.
Who is God speaking to today? Oh, my God, my,
yeah,
God. Keep that eye on your marriage.
Yeah.
Keep that eye on your,
yeah,
dream.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes on your vision.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. God has not changed his mind, beloved. Oh, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
The warrior, Barak, said, Deborah, you're a prophetess. You're in Ramah. You're in Bethel. You're Ephraim. You know how to be fruitful. God raised you up to be a judge. I'm speaking to every female today. Deborah was the only female prophet and judge in the days of the judges. Y'all know about the judges. Samson was a judge, but he had a high mind, and he got conceited with his strength, and God brought him low, but Samson still completed his mission. Even after that, God out his eyes, because he thought his strength made him invincible, and God is speaking to somebody today. I gave you that anointing. I gave you that oil. I gave you that ability, but if you humble yourself, I'm going to bring you to a high place in me. I'm going to give you my best in the name of Jesus. And then we see judges like Gideon, who had low self-esteem and low self-worth. Gideon said, I am the least in all the tribe of Israel. That was one of my hang-ups. Glory be to God. I saw brokenness as a young man growing up. But God said, no, Anthony, I'm going to fix that mindset. I'm going to fix it so that you believe in marriage and your marriage will work, that you believe in tithing and making money and doing the right thing with it. Anthony, I'm a glory to God. Change your mindset. You were broken as a father with your first children, but the latter part of your life, you're going to be a father that God has ordained. Who is God speaking to today? If you want God's best, you got to do it God's way.
Yeah.
The promised land was God's idea.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
God is strategic.
Yeah.
God has a plan, Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil, thoughts to give you hope and an expected end.
Yes.
And even glory to God, as we are building our lives, we are building our marriages, we're building our churches, whatever you are building, you need the right tools to build.
Yes.
If I'm building something in the natural, I may need a hammer, a saw,
yes,
a drill, or I may need some other tools. Kayla, as you graduated Rutgers, you needed a laptop. It became a tool. You needed the library. It became a tool. You needed textbooks. They became tools for you to get your degree. I don't know who God is speaking to, but God is about to put tools and weapons of warfare in your hands. My God, my God. There are certain weapons that you need to win at this thing called life. Prayer is a weapon. My God, my God. I said prayer is a weapon, and prophecy is a weapon. Somebody needs to speak into your life. Like I'm speaking into your life today, telling you that God's best is in mind for you. Oh, my God. I remember when I stopped settling. Oh, my God, my God. I remember when God started breaking me away from certain friends that was fueling my dysfunction, that was igniting my bad behavior that was encouraging my sinful ways. And I begin to break away. I begin to tear away. I begin to separate myself in the name of Jesus. And that's what God is doing. Somebody saying, I see people leaving me that used to be in my life forever. Oh, glory be to God. I see God doing a new thing. And I'm perceiving it in the name of Jesus. I see God doing something that I could not do on my own. And that's what Deborah and Barak was doing. They were ready to fight. When over in Egypt, the people of God was not ready to fight.
Right.
And that's why I brought the two contrasts.
Yeah.
Over in Pharaoh's day, they were not ready or willing to fight. I'm here to tell you, you got to fight for your family in this hour.
Yeah.
You got to fight for your freedom in this hour.
Yeah.
You got to fight for your fruitfulness in this hour. You got to fight for your future in this hour.
Yeah.
I don't know who God is talking to, but somebody wanted to quit and give up.
Yeah.
But no devil, you are a liar.
Yeah.
I got my foot on the neck of a demon. I got my foot in the name of Jesus. And somebody is saying today, Pastor Anthony, you're so right. I began to speak, and that thing became to come to pass because I told myself that life and death is in the power of my tongue.
Yeah.
And I began to speak to myself. I began to speak to the devil.
Yeah.
I began to speak to that which was in my way.
Yeah.
And glory be to God. That's why Barak was saying, I need a prophet to go with me. I need a woman of God to speak into my ear, even as I fight this battle. And God is saying to somebody today, you know how to war, and you know how to see. Now you're ready to receive my best.
My God.
Because people of God, when you do a little thing for a long time, it becomes a big thing in your latter years.
Oh.
And even as I'm preparing this word, God said, tell the people to keep seed in the ground.
Come on.
Because when you sow a seed, that is your first. When you sow a seed, it grows, and it grows into your future.
Yeah,
when you sow seeds of love, you sow seeds of service.
Yeah.
You sow seeds, glory be to God, of prayer.
Yeah.
You sow seeds in the name of Jesus of servitude.
Yeah.
Now in the name of Jesus, as Jesus told his disciples through the first parable, the sower sows the word.
My God, my God.
And that's what God was trying to do through Moses.
Yeah.
See, Moses, at the burning bush, got instruction from God.
Yeah.
And he said, take off your shoes, for you are standing on holy ground.
Holy ground.
And I was on my mother's floor when God gave me a God encounter.
Yeah.
And he said, young man, I want you to go to church.
Yeah.
And I've been obedient to God ever since.
Yeah.
And at the burning bush, Moses obeyed God wholeheartedly.
Hey.
And that's what God is saying to somebody today. Your partial obedience is disobedience.
Mm.
I told you to cut it off and cut it off for good.
Mm.
I don't know who God is talking to, but when David slew Goliath, came and said, he took a sling and he took a stone and he knocked Goliath in the head with a sling and a stone.
Yeah.
But as the giant fell, he did not know, Pastor, if it was dead.
Yeah.
I don't know who I'm talking to today. That thing is down, but is it dead?
Oh, my God.
I said it's down, but is it dead? They got out of Egypt, but they didn't have it done with. They got out of Egypt, but it wasn't dead. It was still living in them. Slavery was still in their mindset. And glory be to God. I feel the preach coming on me right now. The Bible says David ran, and he did not have a sword in his hand because he defeated the giant with a sling and a stone. Oh, my God. But he ran up to Goliath, and he took his sword out of his sheath, and he cut the giant's head off. I don't know who God is speaking to right there. In the name of Jesus. But if you keep reading, in the name of Jesus, if you keep reading, Deborah had a team. It was Barak. And if you keep reading, there's a young lady named JL. The king had got away. My God, my God. And it said the king came to her thinking that he had escaped. And I'm telling you, it's a team effort. You need me and I need you. The right connection. And the Bible said the king had a chance to rebuild and come again against the people of God. That's why David had to cut off Goliath's head. He didn't want to live again. He didn't want to resurrect. He didn't want to come and bring havoc in the future. And they said this king thought he had got away from Deborah and Barak and the people of God. And the Bible says this young lady gave the king the impression that he was in a safe place. She gave him a cup of milk and put him to sleep. And then the Bible says, Pastor, she took a hammer, my God, and she took a nail that put in the ground at the tent and had the tent nail and had the hammer. And the Bible says, people of God, she drove the nail through the king's head. Oh, my God, my God. Pastor Anthony, what are you saying? I'm saying Goliath's head was cut off. I'm saying that king's head was cut off with a nail. And God said the head is the beginning. My God, when you cut off the head, you cut it all off. That thing that's trying to hinder you. Oh, my God. So many people, the devil have used your past to keep you a prisoner. The devil have used your past against you. And many of us, if we were to be honest and truthful, we have not wanted God's best. We can look at our boyfriends and our girlfriends. We can look at where we work. We can look at what we're still doing. And God is saying, you're not receiving my best because your hands are still filled with the wrong thing. My God, oh, you got to free your hands up. You got to free your hands up. Get rid of the wrong boyfriend so the right boyfriend can come. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God. Get rid of drugs and the alcohol. Oh, I can put joy in you. In the name of Jesus, get rid of those folks that mean you no good. My God, God is saying to somebody today, like Deborah, a prophetess, a woman of God, used by God mightily. The Bible says she had many roles as a leader, as a prophet. God is saying to somebody today, I'm making you more prophetic.
My God, go ahead and speak, Lord. Speak, Lord.
You're going to see what you never seen before. You're going to do what you never did before. You're going to want what you never seen before. You're going to have vision to get the victory. You, in the name of Jesus, who I'm speaking to. Oh, my God. Somebody said, well, I'm already successful. God said, that's a drop in a bucket. Somebody said, I've been married for 50 years. God said, no, that is greater. I have my best in mind for you. In the name of Jesus. That's why the devil trying to yoke up this generation. The devil, in the mighty name of Jesus, is trying to, hallelujah, interfere with this generation. But God is saying to somebody today, in the mighty name of Jesus, hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battle. Oh, my God. God is saying, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, I hold no weapon. No weapon against us will prosper. In the name of Jesus, you got to watch the strike. You got to watch the strike on your way. You got to watch the trying to keep it in church. You got to watch. Oh, my God. Many of us got our eyes on the wrong thing. Yeah, that bill came unexpectedly. Yeah, you lost that job. Yeah, that husband or that wife is acting crazy. Yeah, those children are unthankful. But don't let it be a distraction. My God. God still has the best in mind for you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Deborah needed Barak. And those of you who are part of New Creation Church, those of you who are watching, those of you who are connected to oil and anointed, see, you need the anointing that will destroy every yoke. My God, Deborah was obedient to the things of God, and that's why we had to look at Exodus. They were disobedient. They died in the wilderness. Oh, my God. God gave them ability, Pastor, to repent and to change their mind. As Pharaoh was after them, glory be to God. God said, God said, I dealt with Pharaoh and his chariot to show you, my people, that I can handle your worst case scenario.
Come on.
That's what he did with my cancer. Anthony, I showed you I can handle the big thing. Now you handle the little stuff. My God. Taylor, he's saying to you, I've done the little. Now I need you to do the big. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Can we give God a praise right now for what he is doing? Can we give God a praise and a little warfare? And a little going to the promised land, and a little headed toward that marriage, and a little being fruitful and multiplying.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, God.
Because people in the book of Judges, in the book of Judges, chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3, Joshua is dead. All the elders in the days of Joshua honor God, worship God, praise God, knew God gave Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob a promise. Everything was going well. But then in Judges, even though God gave them the victory, they continue to disobey God.
My God.
The Bible said God had to raise up judges.
Jesus.
Deborah was a judge. Because as they began to fight, God turned that oppression around. God turned that captivity around. For 20 years, they cried out to God, but they still had to fight. And Pastor, they said, who will go up for us?
Yeah.
And people of God who are watching, they said, let's send Judah. They said, let's send Judah. There are 12 tribes. Judah was just not a tribe, but Judah meant praise.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
See, when we, you know, as I was preparing this lesson, Kayla, I know the young people say OMG and SMH.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm shaking my head. Because although God delivered them out of a harsh bondage, the Bible says, instead of gratitude, they took on an attitude. Instead of a spirit of gratitude, they took on a spirit of an attitude against God. So much so that they said, were there not enough graves in Egypt? Glory be to God. Why would God bring us out into this wilderness just for us to die here? We could have died in Egypt. And that's what the Bible is trying to tell somebody today. It doesn't matter how bad it gets for you. It doesn't matter how much you lose. It doesn't matter how painful it is. You got to walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
Don't give up on God.
Yes.
Because God will never give up on you.
Yes.
Hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Yes.
When they sent up Judah and they sent up a praise, God gave them the victory.
Yes.
That's why I'm praising him, even though I don't have it yet.
Yes.
That's why I'm praising God, even sometimes I don't see it yet.
Mm.
That's why sometimes I open up my mouth and I praise God,
yes,
even though I don't feel it deep down on the inside.
Yes.
And what is God saying?
Yes.
He says life and death,
yes,
is in the power,
yes,
of your tongue.
Yes.
In the name,
yes,
of Jesus.
Yes.
I said it's going to come,
yes,
out of your belly.
Come.
It's going to flow out of your belly.
Jeez.
It's going to flow from the depth,
Jeez,
of your soul.
Jesus.
My God, my God. It is in your soul to be successful. It is in your soul to win. It is deep down in your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions to receive God's best.
To receive God's best. That's good. Good content. All right.
That's why so many people don't even want God's best.
Mm.
They're so broken.
Good
word. They're so lost. That's why when the Bible says 30, 60, 100 fold, that there's a chance that only 25% of the people that hear the gospel will prosper from it.
My God.
And those of you who are watching me, those of you who are listening to me, you're in the right place at the right time.
Mm.
Because although only Joshua and Caleb got in from the children of Israel because they had another spirit,
God,
as I'm pouring into your spirit right now, as I'm speaking a word of life into you right now, the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life, over the name of Jesus, as you're receiving more light. I remember being so dark, and I remember so much darkness being in my life, but the word started bringing light in. The Bible started bringing light in. The gospel started bringing light in, and that's what God is saying. You're still in darkness, but I'm bringing you the light to this preacher. I'm bringing you light,
yes,
the word of God, telling you the best is yet to come.
Yes.
Oh, in the name of Jesus, I'm bringing you the word to this preacher,
yes,
and to this prophet that better days are ahead of you.
Yes.
Oh, in the name of Jesus, don't let this pandemic get you down.
Yes.
Don't let the racism get you down.
Yes.
Don't let the poverty get you down,
yes,
you ain't going to stay there. You're coming up like Ephraim. You're going to a higher place.
Yes.
You're coming up like Mama.
God.
You're coming up like, glory be to God.
Yes.
You are in the name of Jesus. You are going to be powerful.
Yes.
You are going to be a witness.
Yes.
Oh, my God, my God.
Thank
God
you.
Is stirring up the gift of God in you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Somebody give God a praise right there that God is changing your DNA. God is changing my set. God is changing my God, my God. See, the ones who are walking in our carnival, they might do God to pull them down the stronghold. And the spiritual weapons that God wants us to know, prayer and prophecy, and glory be to God, praise. Because if we want God's best, we got to be prepared for it. You got to be prepared for it. Because when you get married, the enemy's going to come in like a flood.
Yes, he is.
But God's going to raise up a standard. When you get that promotion, the haters are going to come out of the woodwork. But God is going to raise up a standard. When you launch that ministry, they're going to come from north, south, east, and west to tear it down and sabotage. But God has already raised up a standard. I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but we're not going to be like the children of Israel and not be willing to fight. But we're going to be like Deborah and Barak and Nathan and doing whatever it takes to get the victory. And they take us right now watching me and saying, Pastor Anthony, I'm going to do whatever it takes for me and my family to be blessed. I'm going to do whatever it takes for me and my wife to stay married.
Yeah.
I'm going to do whatever it takes for me and my children and grandchildren to get the victory. I'm going to do whatever it takes to connect with the right people. I'm going to do whatever it takes in the name of Jesus to get further in my destiny. I'm going to do whatever it takes if it takes tithing more and giving more money. If it takes me, hallelujah, being a servant of God in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
If it takes me being on my knees and praying at the altar more, I'm going to say, Lord, help me to raise up and rise up and be the man, the woman of God. If it takes me showing more love and more consideration and more passion, if it takes me losing my anger, losing my temper, losing my low self-esteem, losing my fear, and let's make it plain right now, fear is what's holding you.
My God.
Some of us are afraid of success. We're afraid of God's best. We're afraid because it comes with a responsibility. If God gives you more money, he wants you to share the wealth.
Yes, Lord.
If God gives you more anointing, he wants you to save more lives. There's a harvest of souls out here that God wants us to win. Your marriage got to work because God wants these souls to come in. Oh, my God, my God. Caleb, your degree got to work for you because God wants people to see I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength to be successful.
Yes.
Who I'm watching and who I'm talking to today.
Yes.
God needs for you and your children to thrive and survive during this pandemic.
Yes.
Oh my God, my God. The word said 1,000 will fall at one side, 10,000 will fall at the other side, but it will not come to your dwelling.
Yes.
The word says your enemy will come at you one way, but they will flee seven different ways in the name of Jesus. Somebody know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
When you speak the word, no weapon formed against you will prosper. Now your word give life.
Yes.
Now your word protects you.
Yes.
Now you spoke that thing.
Yes.
It's going to be as you said.
My God, my God. Mm.
This thing is real.
Jesus.
The Bible works. The word works.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus is waiting for somebody to activate their faith. God is waiting for us to obey the Holy Spirit. God is waiting for us to use our weapons that are not carnal, but they might through God to pull them down the stronghold. Obedience is a weapon. A pure heart is a weapon. The name of Jesus is a weapon. The blood of Jesus is a weapon. The word, my God, hallelujah. The word of God is a weapon. In the name of Jesus, prayer is a weapon. In the name of Jesus, it's not foolish, it's Bible. It's not foolish, it's faith. It's not foolish, it's dumb. It is the way we get God's best in our lives. I'm giving them a praise right there because I'm using these weapons. I'm praying for my way to my daughter and all of my children.
Yes.
I'm praying for you if you're part of my church family and watch me right now. I'm prophesying and speaking to you because I know words give life in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Ezekiel, speak to that dead thing.
Yes.
You'll awaken it in the mighty name of Jesus.
Name
oh, my God, my God. The disciples turned the world upside down because they began to cast out demons. They began to control devils.
No.
They began to change direction in the name of Jesus. And God is saying, we are the disciples of the day.
Hey.
What you bind will be bound.
Ooh.
What you loose, it will be loose. I dare you to put prayer on it. I dare you to put a praise on it.
Yeah.
I dare you to put your word on it.
Mm-hmm.
I dare you to put your voice on it. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, my God, my God. My sheep know my voice,
yes.
And they will not listen to another.
Mm-hmm.
In this season, God is releasing him.
Yes,
he is. In this season, God is releasing territory.
Yes, yes.
In this season, God is releasing deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
He's releasing favor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when me and my wife purchased our car,
mm-hmm.
we just went on a lot. No money down, no strategy, just went looking. Long story short, they said, when can you clean your old car out? Here's the keys to the new car.
Yeah.
Who is God talking to right there? We're trying to figure it out, and he already worked it out. In the name of Jesus, as we celebrate 24 years, my God, God is saying to somebody today, I want you to step out and walk on water. I want you to step out and take a risk. I want you to step out and take a chance on me. And that's what God is saying through this text that we read with Deborah and Barak. They need to put their trust in Almighty God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and he will show you what to do. God led you to this word today to let you know that the best is still on the table. God led you to this word today during the pandemic. Some went back to Egypt. Some went back to Pharaoh. Some went back to drinking and drugging. Some went back to that undefiled bed. But you stand flint and you're staying focused on your future. And God is saying to you today, because you've been faithful over a few things, I'm going to make you ruler over so much. Who is God speaking to right there? You wanted to give up, but you've been faithful in your time. You wanted to be give up, but you've been faithful over your children. You wanted to run, but you've been faithful over your assignment in your call. And God sees, and he's about to give you a prophet's reward in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
You know, when I look at how Deborah was used by God to get the people of God not just to a place of victory, but to a place of obedience. And that's what God is saying. Have not I done enough over the course of your life for you to trust me for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
And God is saying to somebody today, I know that sickness might be current. I know that poverty might be current. I know that pain in your body might be current. But I showed you, glory be to God, that I'm bigger than pain.
Come on.
I showed you, glory be to God, that I'm bigger than poverty.
Yes, Lord.
I showed you, glory be to God, that I'm bigger than problems.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm talking to somebody today.
Yeah.
You still believe in miracles.
Hey.
You still believe the impossible. You still believe that God is going to manifest a miracle in your life. You still believe, glory be to God, that God is going to do the impossible. I'm talking to somebody right now. That situation looks like it's not going to never change, but you tuned in today and you heard that God is going to remove it and give you his best in the name of Jesus. I know you've been hanging in there, and I know you've been hanging on by a thread, but God is saying you've been faithful and you've been hanging in there and you've been living by faith, and now I'm about to release a mighty windfall in your life. I'm about to release a six-fold income into your stead in the name of Jesus. I'm about to give you a healing over that disease. I'm about to give you a healing over that sickness. I'm about to give you a deliverance over that habit and that stronghold. Give God a praise and say, I believe it. I believe. I ain't going to have to drink like I used to drink. I ain't going to have to sleep around like I used to sleep around. I ain't going to have to lie like I used to lie. I ain't going to have to gossip like I used to gossip. I ain't going to have to look low and live low like I used to live low and look low. No, I'm coming up higher today. today.
Yes.
Oh, my God, my God.
Coming up high. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I'm almost done, but the Egyptian and Assyrian bondage, the bondage that the people were facing in the days of Deborah, the bondage that the people were facing in the days of Egypt, many of us are still in that emotional bondage. God has decreased your tears.
Wow.
Hear God. He has decreased your tears, but you're still crying over that. You don't cry as much, but you're still crying. Not just crying, you're crying over that. They were saying, let's go back to eating onions and garlic back in Egypt. They were crying over what God delivered them from in Egypt. They wanted to go back to slavery, back to onions, back to garlic, back to bondage. And God is saying, your emotional bondage is trying to make you prisoner again. Some of us are battling a mental bondage. That's why at the outside of the message, at the outset of the message, I say God is trying to break you a certain mindset. This new generation sometimes don't know about shut-ins. They don't know about carrying at the altar. They don't know what it takes to get rid of that addiction and that stronghold and that lust and that wickedness and that evil. It takes carrying. It takes praying over and over and over. A mental bondage, an emotional bondage, sometimes a physical bondage, meaning there's some things that are barriers in our life. There's some things that are physically in the way. Are you hearing God today?
Yes, Lord.
Bondage is in all kinds of forms. When he told Cain, who was jealous of his brother Abel, he said, that's a bondage, son. If you don't get rid of it, Cain, if you don't change, sin is at your door and is going to master you, but you should master it. And God pleaded with Cain to change. He told Cain to change. Don't be jealous of Abel. Just do what Abel is doing, and you will be Abel. And Pastor, in the body of Christ, we see coveting. We see jealousy.
Yeah.
We see envy.
Yeah.
We see sabotage. We don't want that church to thrive because our church is not thriving. We don't want them to preach all over because we're not preaching all over. We don't want her to prosper because we're not prospering. Bondage. And to receive God's best, we got to trust him. To receive God's best,
you got
to
trust.
That's for all of us. How could I hate my brother or my sister that I see and say I love God?
My God.
That's what God is doing during the pandemic. He shut down the churches. He shut down business as usual. He shut down the way we were operating. He shut down the way we were doing things because we have been doing church.
Doing church.
And there are souls out there that are perishing, and we're doing church. Praising for an hour, 2 hours. And, you know, I heard a statistic last week, and I'm closing, people of God. But it said brown and black people, 40% of them, 40%, are still making less than $30,000 a year in 2020. Broke my heart. Broke my heart. If you're in that category, it doesn't belittle you, but what it's simply saying, when you hear messages like this, knowing that ain't God's best, you now have the mindset to want his best. I'm above 30 a year. I'm above being at half that percentage at the going rate. And God is saying to you today, to receive his best, you got to want his best. to receive his best, I'm changing that mindset. To receive his best, glory be to God, you got to want the best of Almighty God. When I was on my mother's floor, when I was down, when I was cleaning toilets, when I was washing dishes, I wanted his best.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm preaching what I know.
Yeah.
I'm not preaching what somebody told me.
Yeah.
Oh, in the name of Jesus, I'm trying to help you because he helped me first.
Yeah.
When I was washing dishes, somebody preached to me like this.
Yes.
You're above minimum wage.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. When I was cleaning toilets, somebody preached like this to me and said, you're above that.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. And now as I'm in Ephraim, now as I'm in Bethel, now as I'm in Ramah,
yes,
God wants you, in the name of Jesus, to get to a higher place, to get to that place in God, to get to that place of prosperity, to get to your promised land, to get to your place of power, to get to your position in God.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God wants that for you. And sometimes the truth is challenging, but we need the truth. We sometimes try to paint this thing pretty, but no, God says, I got to give you the truth, and then you choose. I have a husband in mind for you. I have a wife in mind for you. I have a great career in mind for you. I have a great ministry and church in mind for you. But you got to want it for yourself. Pastor can't want it. Prophet can't want it. Your spouse can't want it. Your family can't want it. You got to want it for yourself. And I'm to the place, I know I have not arrived, but I want God's best.
Amen.
I'm like, Lord, make me over. He tells me sometimes I still think too low. Sometimes I have not quite arrived in my language. I still lose my temper. I still sometimes have fear come in and stay too long. Who am I talking to? And God is saying, if you want my best, you got to put that under the blood. You got to put that stronghold under prayer. You got to put that habit and that addiction and that brokenness and that mindset under the banner of the gospel. And when you do that, here comes the best.
Amen.
It's coming full forward towards you, full speed ahead.
Yeah.
That thing is coming to you like a bolt of lightning. Because now you're saying, God, I know you're not going to give me the best, and I'm in this broken vessel, this broken package. But God, you want to give me the best when I become the best me. So I'll let you pray today. Because sometimes as we're in the pandemic and we're under this pressure and we're trying to hang in there, we're trying to hold on, we're trying to stay encouraged, we're trying to encourage ourselves and hear preaching messages like this about God's best. And God is saying, faith comes through hearing and hearing through the word of God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And my wife prays for me. My daughter prays for me. My church prays for me. I have apostles and mentors praying for me. I have people praying for me because I can't do this by myself. So if you press one on your phone, if you are watching, and you're saying, Pastor Anthony, I know I'm headed towards God's best. I know I have been settling. I know I have made some mistakes and I made some bad choices, but I really deep down want God's best. I want to pray for you. Because God always, he never changed his mind about you. He never changed his mind about me. It grieves me, people that will walk away from God during this pandemic. People that will leave church at a time such as this. People that will back up from the word of God and what they know that's going to get them out of a certain situation. So let me pray for you as I close out this message. Getting God's best is going to take God changing us, God transforming us, and God preparing us for his best. I want to pray. Father, I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
And I praise you that, God, we're a work in progress. We are really on the potter's wheel.
Yes, God.
God, just because we don't talk about the fear that apprehends us and the fear that sometimes we feel on the inside, it doesn't mean that it's not there.
Yes, Lord.
And God, I thank you today as we pray that you and you alone can break that fear. You and you alone can break that low way of thinking.
Yes.
You and you alone can break that stronghold of even how we see ourselves. God, I thank you right now that as you break through and break us, that God, we would open up and become like Deborah and Barak, become like Moses. And even though, Lord, we can't know everything, we will obey you. God, I thank you right now that your word says, trust you, and you will lead us. The Bible says you led them by a cloud and a fire by night. The Bible says Deborah heard your voice and got the victory. The Bible declares that Barak was a warrior and he fought. God, help us to fight and not lay down in this season. God, help us to break through and pray more, give more, tithe more, serve more. Pastors and preachers and prophets can't do everything. God, I thank you for the team that you're building at New Creation. I thank you for the team that's along me and Pastor Rebecca. I thank you for the team that sows and prays and prophesies. I thank you for the team of prayer warriors. I thank you for the team of workers. I thank you for the team of leaders. God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For those that have teamed up. Because Deborah could not do it without Barak. Barak could not do it without JL. Together, they got the victory. But God, we don't want to be like Moses. They stopped following Moses. They did not listen to Moses. They did not obey Moses. And God, they died in the wilderness. So God, we see the contrast in obedience and disobedience. Help us to be like the days of Deborah. And not like the days where they saw the giants and they gave up. But, Lord, we want to go into the promised land. We want to be happily married. We want to make a lot of money to be a blessing to somebody else. God, we want healing to hit our bodies for real this time. God, we want to see a real modern-day miracle. God, we want you to do the impossible so we can see it and witness it, and the words are not just falling on deaf ears and deaf ground, but we can see the word working. So God, to receive your best, change us first. We can't do it unless we change. That's what the word repent means, to change our way of thinking. So God, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you for those watching. Yes, they're challenged. Some in 20, 30, 40, 50, 60s, we're at different stages in life. But God, to receive your best at whatever level we are, we know your ways are better and your thoughts are better. So God, help us to line up with your strategy. Help us to line up with your word and help us to obey your will. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
He's a good God.
Yes.
But God wants the best for you and I.
Amen.
It's not going to be easy to get there. He gave them the promised land, but they were not willing to fight, and they gave up their opportunity. So I thank God for you that you continue to want God's best. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a powerful word. Getting God's best. Thank you, Pastor. Amen. Come on and praise God for that word today. Wherever you are, just put your hands together and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Praise God for the word. Hallelujah. He brought you out to take you in. Hallelujah. He brought you out of bondage to take you in. land. Amen. There is a place in the kingdom of God on the earth that God has prepared for you. Amen. And it is a blessed place. My God, it is a blessed place. Pastor, preach that thing. We are not waiting to get to heaven. God wants to bless us right here in the earth realm. And God wants to bless us in the middle of a pandemic. Amen. Come on and praise God if you know God is blessing you in the middle of a pandemic. My. Woo. Hallelujah. I'm jumping up and down. I'm standing still, but I'm jumping up and down on the inside. Amen. That word bless my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it is the day before my anniversary, and Pastor and I are going to dinner. Amen. It is our 24th year anniversary. Tomorrow is our 24th year anniversary, and I thank God for the day that he sent Pastor Anthony into the Vanity Club in Newark, New Jersey to find me. Amen. Hallelujah. To testify to me about the goodness of God. At the end of that night, he was talking about God, and I was like, Jesus, I was like a church boy, my God. But God had a better plan. God wanted to bring me out of bondage and bring me into my promised position in the kingdom of God, and that was exactly what God did. So we are thanking God for deliverance. We're thanking God for salvation. Amen. We're thanking God for all of you. We thank God for the word, and it is a time to give. Amen. It is a time to give. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us to bring our tithes and our offerings into the storehouse, into God's house, to give to God's house, to give so that there will be meat in his house. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, I'll give you the 100%. I'll give you a bigger salary, but I still need you to be faithful.
Amen.
And give 10% back to me. God says, bring your tithe, bring a tenth back into my house so that there will be meat in my house. So this is the time that we at New Creation Christian Ministries bring our tithes to the Lord. You, most of you know how to give. If you're a first-time giver and you want to say, well, I'm not a tither, but I want to sow a seed. I want to sow into this house financially. We believe that if you sow into this house financially, that God will bless you. My God, that God will bless you financially. And not only will he bless you financially, but even through the tithe, God says, trust me in this, if I will not rebuke the devourer for your sake. Amen. He will hold back the hands of the devil, hold back the hands of Satan, that Satan can't touch your family, your finances, your marriage, your children, so your business. My God. So God wants to prosper you, and we pray that this is one of the avenues that God will allow you to sow into so that you can receive an increase back from God. Given, it will be given back to you, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing so much that you can't even begin to receive it. Amen. To give, you go to our Cash App. It's $NCCMCHURCH. $NCCMCHURCH. And if you want, that's NCCM Church. And if you want to go online, you can go to NCCMonline.org and you can give that way. Amen.
Amen.
So we pray that God moves your heart to give. Don't just be someone who comes to watch the service. Be a participant in all of the service, even in the part of the giving, where you can say, you know what, I went to New Creation Christian Ministries today, and I brought my tithe, and I brought my seed, and I sowed my seed, and gave God my tithe. Amen. Hallelujah. So we pray that you give it. NCCM Church, that was our NCCM Church, or go to our website at nccmonline.org. We're going to have Deacon Carmen come to pray over the offering. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Deacon. If you will, God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you, pastors. God bless you. Thank you, God. Thank you for this day. Thank you for waking us up, Lord. Thank you for the tithes and offerings which your people have given, Lord. You know their needs. You know what they need. I pray that you will open doors for them according to your will and your riches, Lord. Heal the sick. Heal the depressed, God. Whatever they need, God, you know what it is. Yes, you are a good God, an awesome God. You bless us every day just by waking us up in the morning. So we thank you, Lord. Thank you because you give us more than what we deserve. And I thank Pastor Anthony for that powerful word. It's always so good. I know it's good for me, and I know it blesses other people. And I thank the audience for tuning in and encourage them to continue because it would be a blessing into their life. And I want to thank my pastors a very happy 24th wedding anniversary, and may God give them many, many more years, and they may stay close to God and in love forever. So thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Hey, praise God for the powerful prayer. Amen. Yes, and your seed, your tithe goes directly to the church, NCCM Church, NCCM New Creation Christian Ministries, the Kingdom Church. Everything that you've given goes directly to the church. If you want to be a blessing to Pastor Anthony and myself for our anniversary, you can send your blessing directly to my Cash App, or it's our Cash App. Amen. His money is mine and my money is his. $ Pastor RS. Those are my initials, Rebecca Simmons. $ Pastor RS. And you can be a blessing to us, to Pastor Emily and I, for our 24-year anniversary. You might say, I want to sow a seed into your life, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Emily. I want to sow into your marriage. Amen. I want to thank you all for the sacrifice that you make for us every single day, pretty much, because we don't just do this on the weekends. Amen. So if the Lord leads you to bless us, we say thank you in advance. Amen. And we say thank you for giving to New Creation Christian Ministries. We love you, we appreciate you, and we thank God for you. Amen. If you're not saved today, you want to give your life to the Lord. You want to secure heaven. You know, one thing that gives us so much joy is that we are saved. Amen. We have received Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son to die for us, so that whomsoever believes in him would not perish, but would have life eternally.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. With God. Amen. So we want to offer Jesus to you today. The Bible says if you believe that in your heart and confess that it's out of your mouth, that you shall be saved. And we want to lead you in a prayer. If you say, I believe it in my heart, I confess it with my mouth, I want to join God's church. Amen. Not necessarily New Creation Church, but I want to get saved and I want to be a part of God's church. I want to be a part of the kingdom of God. Pray this prayer with us. Father God.
Father God.
I've come to you.
I've come to you.
A sinner.
A sinner.
I repent now. Of my sins. I've heard the gospel. That Jesus came.
Lived.
And died. So that I could be saved.
I believe.
That he rose from the dead.
And is seated
at your right hand.
And I receive right now
forgiveness
of my sins.
And I receive
Jesus Christ
right now
as my personal
Lord and Savior.
And I declare
right here that I am saved.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God, hallelujah. The heavens are rejoicing because you are saved, amen. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Come back again for another prophetically preached word. Tag and share. Share and tag this video. Share and tag. Don't keep this word to yourself. Let somebody else that needs to hear from God hear this word. Amen. Receive Pastor Emily as he comes back to close us out and give us the benediction. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. God is a good God. Yes,
yes,
he is.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
God's best is still on the table for you. And that's why I want to just talk very briefly about my wife's book. God is a promise keeper.
Yes.
God's best is still for you. And even through my wife's journey, ups and downs, highs and lows, mountains and valleys, God showed her that the best is still ahead of her.
Yeah.
And she's still after God's best.
Yeah.
And she wants to show you how to get there through this book. So God is a promise keeper. He will keep his promises. They were headed to the promised land, and they didn't get there because they didn't have faith in God's ability. So I thank God, even as you purchase and read Pastor Rebecca's book, God is a Promise Keeper, that it will encourage you. Because the devil tries to oppose what God wants to do. He comes at me, he comes at my wife, he comes at my daughter, he comes at you.
Yeah.
But when you know God promises, not like man promised us, these are God promises.
Yeah.
So this book, I believe, is going to encourage you and strengthen you and remind you that God is not a man that he should lie to you, nor is he anything like man that he should repent, meaning he'll change his mind. So when God says you're going to have a bigger salary, you're going to have a happy life, you're going to live a happy, long, healthy life. Those are promises that's in the Bible that God will keep for you.
Yes, Lord.
But I thank God, my wife's story and so many great things in the book, so many anecdotes and encouraging words in the book. And the book is $20. And I tell you, buy one for yourself, buy one for somebody who's struggling and going through an encouraging read, especially during the times in which we're living. I tell you, you won't be disappointed.
Okay.
I've read it. It's on Amazon.com. You can give it at Amazon.com. That we prefer you to get it that way. Go and purchase your relative a copy, your son, your daughter, your children, or your coworker, and say, you know, this is a good book. I want you to read it. My pastor wrote it. You know, Pastor Rebecca wrote this book, and it's going to bless you. Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory. So we're gonna close out and get a benediction, as my wife said. It's our anniversary. Headed to dinner, and I thank God for giving me a wonderful wife for 24 years, the mother of my children. And, you know, when I talk about God's best, I know what I'm talking about. God has given me the best marriage possible and given me the best children possible. And God has given you some wonderful things in your life, but he's not done yet. Amen.
Amen.
Let's get a benediction. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling, the all-wise God, power, dominion, authority, unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May the peace of God be with you. The joy of the Lord always be your strength. And may the love of God be yours now and forever. Say amen.
Amen.
Go and serve God. Have a blessed day the rest of it.
Yes.
God bless you.
Amen.
Next Sunday we'll be here at 12:30. God bless.
Amen.
Real quick. God bless, family. God bless. Good to hear you guys. God bless, vlog.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you, Deacon.
God bless. Good to hear y'all voices.
Good to hear you too. How's everyone?
Everyone is good. Everyone's good. And we're celebrating our anniversary this weekend. And God is good, and so happy for all of you.
Happy anniversary. Yes, happy anniversary.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so much. So we're not going to stay long, but we wanted to just stop in and say hello. We see Deacon Carmen and Salida. You're the only ones here right now, and we thank God for you staying. And we saw our sister Cece, Salida, give her our love when you see her. She had to run, but she was here for the service as well. So love, we love you guys, and we thank you.
Happy anniversary, Pastor Rebecca.
Sister Emily called me to let you know that she's in Boston. She's going to be there a while with her son Andrew and his family. So she might not be on prayer line. So if you don't see her, it's because of that.
Okay. Is everything's okay?
Yeah, she just wanted to spend a little bit of time with him. And she's not going to be calling in because she doesn't have a cell phone and she doesn't want to impose on them.
Thanks for letting us know, Deacon. And as you said, we don't see her on the prayer line. We know she didn't attend service. We now know that she is away visiting family. So thank you.
We'll keep her in prayer.
Yeah, we will. She said she would try, but if you don't see her, then you know why.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, ladies. Well, you have a blessed day, and we are going we're going to run out and try to do some celebrating in the middle of this pandemic. You all stay safe.
Amen.
It's hot out
you
there.
Too.
Stay safe.
And you too. And love
you. Okay.
Love
you.
Too.
God bless.
Love you. Too.
Love you. So long. God bless. Love you guys.
Bye.
All right, bye.